Hello guys, welcome back to The Cycles Podcast with me, your girl, Adhiambo Adhiambo Kisumu City. You're hanging out with me, Maeve Cheryl. And on this particular episode, I've brought back none other than Aisha Ochada.
Hi guys.
So you wanna reintroduce yourself?
Yo, I always get flustered every time you ask me to do this because I never know what I'm going to say. I feel like it's always going to be different. Hi guys, my name is Aisha Ochada. I'm a content creator, commercial model, daughter, sister, all that good stuff. Yeah.
But you really do raise a valid point because now you've taken me back to the time I did my interview.
Yeah.
And these people asked me, tell us about yourself. Do you know I ran immediately to tell them what, I told them my name and then to tell them what I actually do. But now after I did that, it's like they were telling, I realized there was a format that they were expecting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, my name is Maeve. I went to school here. Primary, whatever, and then now move to what you do. Move to what you do.
Gosh, I really don't enjoy interviews, but as someone that's not in the corporate space, I really see you guys going through it, and it's just.
Didn't I text you? I was on the,
yes.
In fact, I was crying, bro.
Yes, you
Me,
did.
I was done. I was done, but it's fine. We're taking it a day at a time.
A day at a time.
What does your normal day look like now?
Every day looks different. I'm not even going to lie to you. Every single day looks different.
Do you wake up at a set time?
On Sunday, my friend was asking me about my routine and every day is different. Despite the fact that I always wake up at the same time every day, I don't sleep at the same time every day. Weekends are...
But you wake up at the same time every day?
Yeah. I'm always up at like around 5:30 if I'm I'm really just a morning person. It's me. I'm those loud people in the morning like, good morning, rise and shine. And then, you guys are trying to reach for your coffee.
And then when you wake up, is your phone the first thing you go for? Ama, do you pray? Is there a ritual you follow?
Whoa, that's a loaded question. Unfortunately, yes, it's my phone. I open Twitter like it's the morning paper. And that's why I ended up watching that video. I don't think we get
Which video? This the video of the mom eating.
Yeah. Oh my days.
I don't know.
It's been on my mind the whole
Why
day,
would you? Yani uliona ama ilikupata? Because I also understand that sometimes you might be scrolling and the video just starts playing and then
most
it's too
times
late.
I don't even know. Initially when I when I click on a video to watch it, I don't expect it to be as explicit as it is.
Yeah.
Maybe at some point I expect maybe someone to have taken the phone down to try and salvage the situation, but contextually I can see why the guy kept recording, and I think it's a good thing for the case in court now.
Ni mtu mwingine alikuwa na record
yeah, someone
video.
Else was trying to break into. Oh gosh, for context guys, we're talking about the video of the mother that allegedly stabbed her 2-year-old daughter to death and ate her intestines and kidney. So
she didn't even raw.
I didn't see that part. The video ended at some point after the baby was motionless. But they were trying to get in the house, and the house was, again, allegedly locked by 2 padlocks. So they were breaking the window, and guys were trying to, you know, like, open it. So some guys were at the door, and the person that was recording, I think, was... and he even said it at the beginning of the video, was recording so the police could have something to work with.
But, you know, those things don't work. Those things... It's really hard for such a video to be admissible in court as evidence.
Tell us about that, Makile.
I don't want to make this such a segment, but we could discuss it later. But now... the other thing, bro, I got cooked over the weekend because I said...
I saw Twitter is a cold place. Tell me.
And it's true. Now I saw how... You remember, there's this meme that goes around that says, on Twitter, you could say you like mangoes and then someone will come to you and tell you, oh, what about strawberries?
Yeah.
You mean you don't like... I just said I like mangoes. I didn't mention any other thing.
Yeah.
So I said orals is really not a subjective form of examination and I don't subscribe to it to that extent.
Mm-hmm.
And now someone was coming and telling me, you think orals is hard? What about the written exam? And I was like, relax. If you watch the full video, I also said that. So I don't know. Do you feel the same about orals? I'm asking you now because even you've been there.
Let me tell you, I feel like I got lucky. I really got lucky as someone that, and I'm not saying that, because I scored G17, 18.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't there. I was at a fair point, but I think I got lucky because I didn't prepare much because I'm just one of those people that self-sabotage. If I sit down and consider how the quantity of what I need to cover, I was just like, you know what, guys, apani
Mungu,
apani God, and I'll just move like that. And it wasn't bad. It was something I could work with every other paper. So when it comes to oral,
I love it because of my orals. People,
it's very loaded, man. I feel like orals generally might not be too bad, but I think when it comes to KSL,
the
amount of what the amount you need to read for that, because it's every single unit, all 9 papers in a span of like 15 minutes.
And you have to know at least something. Not even at least, something substantial.
I think that's what's a bit brutal. But if it was per subject, I think that would be fine. Especially since it's like in the second semester, so you don't really have as much. I think that would be okay.
True.
Because even I saw a couple of people retweet and the like and said, oh, this is mainly what your profession is about, you know, showing up in court and the like. But by the time you are, you're dealing with a case in a particular, like...
in a particular field. You've done research, you've studied, you've...
By the time you're talking to different ones, in as much as different ones can like pop up and everything, you maximize majorly on that. So
I also feel a lot of the people who are commenting are people who feel like law is a precursor to politics, and that's why they feel, oh my God, you should be able to talk to people in public and all those things.
Ooh, ooh.
And again, the point I kept emphasizing was, let's not act like we don't know there are people who are really inherently shy, but at the end of the day, they do what must be done.
Yeah.
Like I could be, even now, I'm talking, okay, fine, I'm talking, I'm addressing the podcast, but if you meet me outside, I'm really such a in my shell. And people are like, are you the same person who hosts the podcast? And it's just, I'm the same person and two truths can coexist and let's continue with life. So...
Oh, Twitter let's again. Move, a very
place. Let's move away from the depressing news. Mm-hmm. And now let's get straight into the episode. So in this particular episode, there's a list of things that I want you to tell me one thing you wish had happened differently that has not happened with regard to them.
I saw you've really decided to put me on blast today.
I'm not putting you on blast, but getting you out of...
No, I actually really like conversations like this.
This is first date material.
All right.
Pastor, so tell me one thing you wish was different in your childhood.
Different in my childhood. I don't know how this will come across, but I think I would have appreciated if I wasn't as shielded. There's a good side of it and there's a bad side of it. I have the privilege of, you know, having that safe space in the years where I'm developing cognitively, so I could do that without too many traumatic events and the like. But I feel like it's also made for a very naive 20s. Like this season, oh my days. I'm really going through it. I'm trying to learn as I go, but I wish I wasn't as shielded. I wasn't as street smart when I was like 18 and the like, when I walked into uni and everything.
True.
I'm just seeing different things that happen in the world. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. Like, I don't know a couple of things. And people were actually a bit shocked. So I wish I wasn't as shielded.
You know what? I think that's also that's the same thing I feel like I wish was different.
Yeah.
Because for me, it comes from a point where my dad used to accompany you to every single space you go. So in form two, people are going to the library in town to read alone.
Yeah.
So this is how I'm showered, I'm prepared to leave. Yeah. And then while I'm about to go, my dad starts brushing his teeth.
Oh.
And when I'm just about to leave, honestly, I didn't know where I was going. I was just going to Bambanya asking, Papa ni wapi, Papa ni wapi?
Oh.
But my dad was like, Apana ngojea, I'm taking you.
Mm.
And then they had this conversation with my mom. Excuse our watoto watagro siku gani.
Mm.
Please let her just go. Her friends are going. Her friends already know how to maneuver town.
Mm.
She'll meet them. Nini, nini. I won't lie, I was scared to shit, but it really had to happen.
Mm.
So by the time he was doing that, you know, I still see how that affects me to date.
Mm.
I really can't even cross the road without...
being too cautious about it.
Or even in the morning when I'm going to work, when we're jabbing, I can't do it without my sister. So if my sister is not going, I'm Ubering to work.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know if it's... Is it hyperdependence is opposite? Hyperdependence means you're independent, Ama?
I think so. And then there's codependence?
Yeah, now my codependence is on... I love what I was going to say about gender. Anyway, who cares? My codependency is on a very high level at this point. So I wish in my childhood I had been allowed figure out things on my own and fail and do all those things. So,
on the flip side, though, I totally understand why it would be that. Like, I don't know if you follow a page on Instagram called Usikimye.
Mm-mm.
You should actually follow it and read up on a couple of stories that they show. Oh, my days. Like, one time a child was in town asking for a couple of directions, stage up and iwapi, and someone took advantage of that.
This kid that was raped.
Yeah. So,
it's bad. Let's not go
there. We don't mean to make the pod sad.
Nairobi, people depressed.
We need to chill.
It's so bad.
Kenya needs to be... We need to evacuate.
Bed bugs naitaji.
Dudu dust.
Apana, your process later.
Fumigation.
iyo sijindapata toke kusafishwa hizo ma spirits yani.
Oh dear.
Haya, so what is the other thing, one thing you wish was said to you in your early adulthood? So early adulthood is like 18, 19, 20s.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trust myself and trust my gut.
Okay.
Yeah. I think because I didn't function without like helping hand a lot in my childhood,
mm-hmm.
or someone to give me direction or structure, mm-hmm. I wasn't able to come up with that myself. So I was adjusting with that in my early 20s and, you know, my late teens and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And just one of the things I struggle with the most these days as well is just trusting myself and trusting my gut.
True.
Unfortunately, I'm so easy to gaslight. God.
At least you know that about yourself.
I hope the gents are not taking these notes. But I'm so guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. For some reason, I haven't gotten to that point where I can actively, you know,
yeah,
think, mm-hmm. sit down, internalize the situation and go with what I think. I'm usually the ones that would actively keep asking a couple of people. And there are pros and cons to that. But I would honestly would love to come to a point where I can trust my gut more.
Yeah. I like that. So for me, the one thing I wish someone told me in my early adulthood was that there will be a point, they call it, is it midlife crisis? Oh,
quarter life.
Nakuna quarter life, nakuna midlife, mm-hmm. nakuna nini, where my identity now will conflict with the identity of the other people I've been growing up around. Like now, when we were growing up, every time someone asked you what you want to be, it was always, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a pilot, I want to be, so that you can see the smile on your parents' face. Oh, sometimes I used to gauge.
Yeah.
I say, when I say I want to be a doctor, the smile on my mother's face goes wider. Girl, and wider.
Ooh.
When I decided I wanted to be pilot, she wasn't so sure because she saw how math was taking me. So when I'm a pilot, I was like, sure. Then when I decided lawyer, mm-hmm. The smile was, you know, it was, oh, wow, fantastic, yeah. Excellent. Then again, there's a time I was watching the beat to now try to prepare them for the fact that I want to be a musician.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad wasn't, hey, my dad karibu ni chape. Alipata na the beat. Nini unasikia?
Oh, my
days. So to that extent, mm-hmm. I was okay really with saying I want to do law, nini, nini. Mm-hmm. But now as I grow into myself, I'm realizing, honestly, fine, the law is something I love. I loved, I wanted, now I have it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this other side of me that also wants me to experience, that wants me to honor it. And I'm still finding it hard because I can't imagine a day or a time that I'm going back home and I'm telling my mom, hii law, hapa penye tumefika, nimefurahia. Wacha sasa nione niangalie inside ya maisha inaniambia aje.
You are preaching to the choir.
Wow. But I feel, mm-hmm. I feel like at some point it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's just I'm really scared of whether I am able to stand up for that truth that is mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also afraid of how they'll take it, mm-hmm. because the last thing we really want, even though we're growing,
yeah.
is to be the source of our parents'
happiness,
disappointment, joy, like yeah. the source of the reason why, you know, now for them, hey, mtoto wangu ni lawyer, ni yeah. advocate, anafanya kazi.
Yeah.
So it's really a big thing, and mm-hmm. I don't want to take that away from them,
mm-hmm.
but I must realize that this is my journey, it's my life, and I have to. So I wish someone would have told me, bro, mm-hmm. it's like this now, mm-hmm. but at some point, the real you is going to start screaming, the real you is going to be to want to be let out.
Yeah.
And if they had a manual for like that, I'd really appreciate it. Yeah. Now.
Oh, wow. Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Considering this,
mm-hmm.
would you be ready to be in a different position from your peers? Because say, for example, your peers right now in law at a specific space.
Yeah.
And leaving that
would mean taking me years back and stuff.
Kind of, yeah. So with your peers in now the space you want to get into, would you be ready to suck at something at first? Is it something you've prepared yourself for?
Honestly, I don't know. I think yes.
Yeah.
Because even now with the podcast, it's something I'm grappling with. Because the people who started podcasting like 2 years ago,
yeah.
they're starting to reap the fruits of whatever, the time they've put in.
Mm.
So me transitioning to that means I'm also going to have to start from somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch them and clap for them and even attend some of their needs to just see how they're navigating that.
Yeah.
Because eventually, you see, the good thing about life is time. Time is the master of everything, I believe.
Yeah.
So by the time I'm reaching there, they might be a few years ahead of me, but I will get there. So I think I'm very willing. And I feel like it's easier if your heart is in it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even pain as much if someone is driving a nice car because that's theirs. That's their journey. I'll drive my car in like 5 years in a place I feel so happy being in. So I don't know. I think I'm ready.
I needed to hear that because I'm also in a season of pivoting. And child, this is not easy at all.
I really hate adulthood. And I saw, we keep seeing these things on Twitter where someone saying, CG, nobody told you adulthood is going to be really lonely. You know, we could be friends here and we talk, but at the end of the day, you go home with your things and I really don't know how heavy it is.
Yeah.
You know.
And one thing I know for sure is the fact that, we'll get there.
We'll get there. Hi. All right. So, unaanza.
Yo, I'm a bit too excited.
Okay.
I've missed you. I'm a bit too excited.
Me too, bro. Me too. Haya, was one thing you wish was better within friendships. So, it could be in retrospect or it could be now as well.
That's what I was getting to.
Okay.
The one thing I wish was different within friendships right now, I think, is understanding seasons.
Mm-hmm.
If there's one thing whether your friends are from, you know, high school, madrasa, Sunday school, primary, estate, at one point or another, we're used to going to the next level together. So for now, in adulthood, everyone's next level is different. Everyone's next level is different. Just understanding seasons and putting boundaries so I don't have to feel the need of playing savior to everyone is one thing I wish I got sooner, because it's affected some of the friendships I've had, just, you know, subconsciously wanting to progress with people, whether I'm the one that's maybe lagging behind or I feel like they are. But everyone's process is different, and it's one thing I actively have to accept. I can't be savior to everyone, and people can't actively sit down and keep pulling me up. We all have different ways in which we'll be growing in different aspects.
One thing I wish was better within friendships is being present regardless of the season now. Where, fine, you're in a season of struggle. Fine, you're in a season of happiness. Can we still be? Because I find, and I think I'm also really guilty of this, where there's this time when you're getting into a relationship and your friends now become the back burner. And then now when this relationship is ending, you're trying to look for your friends. Or you're happy. Now you've forgotten your friends. You don't even, those highs, zanini.
Yeah.
But let one thing go wrong. That's when you start looking for this person. Hi. Mm. And then they say hi back. And then immediately your paragraphs is away, kuvent is not okay. And I'm just like, hold up. When you are experiencing good things, I'm going to corner to cause stories.
Yeah.
But now that this good thing is seemingly over,
you
remember that I exist. And I think, I don't know, I am guilty of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wish we could be present friends, regardless of the season.
Yeah.
Whether I'm happy, whether I'm sad. Not that it to burden you with my with my sadness, but also this thing, I don't understand it. There's something people said that just stay away from people who are always going through a tough time.
Oh, let's unpack.
That's bad.
Let's unpack. Do That's you think unfair. So?
I feel like it's, to some extent, it's an unfair statement. Ooh, it's an unfair statement.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, we've all been that friend that's going through a lot.
Definitely.
Let's just be honest.
Definitely.
And you didn't want to go through it alone. Mm-hmm. You needed community.
Yeah.
But just because you feel you're going to be a burden or whatnot. Because for me, I feel, and I think I've done this a lot with friends. I feel like especially with breakups, I feel like breakups are the best examples to use, because that's, what a pigua. Where even if we're going to talk about it for the next 3 months, I feel like I'm ready to listen to you.
Yeah.
Until, because at some moment, at
you
some
guys
point,
heal
I believe
it. Nino,
heal in 3 months. Oh, you take longer.
Yo.
Okay. One thing someone should have
Moving
told
on
you. So
Moving
honestly,
on
I don't know. I don't believe you should keep away from people who are always going through a lot. Well, unless now they're not your friends and you don't owe them the obligation to be there, then maybe you can dodge them and leave them alone. But if it's your friend...
I don't think the person that maybe tweeted that or something came from a malicious standpoint. Mm-hmm. I think it's important also to have some boundaries with some people. There's only so much, you know, of yourself you can extend without it starting to, you know, actively affect you.
True.
So I think it was just a matter of boundaries, maybe. And again, yes, it's important to know what kind of level friend you are to different people.
Correct. Hiya, the next thing was,
hi, bro.
What is the one thing you wish you could change in the dating scene? What's the one thing you wish you could change in the dating scene? And be honest.
Well, I think what I would change in the dating scene is vulnerability over ego. And I think that is something, it's easier said than done, But because we end up building high walls based off the baggage we have from before and everything. So it's just important to know yourself and be honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. Am I ready to sit down and engage with someone romantically right now? If I'm not, let me just tell you the truth and be honest from the get-go, because we are damaging each other in this here city.
True.
But yeah, I wish vulnerability was on top of ego. It's okay to not, oh, hi there, dear friend. Yeah, it's okay to not be in the best space and communicate that. But then again, some people actually move off their own sexual...
It's true, Isama.
Selfish agendas.
Oh, see, sexual
you
agenda.
Will.
I tell you, equal, bro.
So they end up just wanting someone around, just in that capacity, and not pursuing a relationship with them. But yo, Nairobi is an issue.
Hey, Miss G, I don't think I have an answer to anything I wish could change the dating scene.
Sure, you had me opening my heart, man.
Right, I need a lot to change. Oh, I can't put a finger on one specific thing. Because I feel like right now, the way I am, I'm in that toxic space. I'm those people.
I did not expect this. Yo, okay.
I'm those people now where I feel like I could potentially just be with someone for them to feel space. Just be with someone for me to forget about something. Mm. I don't know.
It's important.
But maybe it's also because I'm looking for... There's something specific I'm really looking for. And I'm not finding it. That's why I'm... finding placeholders. And I keep seeing, these days I follow pages, scriptures and whatnot. And these females who are getting married, they keep how they wish they had listened to God, telling them to stay away from the situationships because their man was just around the corner. Could mine be? I'm attracted to toxic.
Oh, sure. I feel like me and you need a sidebar. I will take a sidebar with her so I understand the context. But I'm glad you're actually honest.
But like in your point, yako ya ego, someone an kicheka. I had an argument with somebody. I probably listened to this episode. Uh-huh. And it was really, it's so small. So it was nonsense, over nonsense. Mm-hmm. But because they weren't willing, I feel like I'm sinokansa yimi niko toxic. Nimekuwa a bigger person in a lot of situations. And now I'm just like, you know what? There's no way I'm resolving this. Yeah. Even if it was coming from my end. But yeah, okay. But even if it's coming from my end, there's no way I'm being the bigger person. I've done it for like past 18 years of my life.
Yeah.
I need someone to
take. I gotta put me first, Lucius. I gotta put me first.
So on that question, I really don't know. I don't have a specific answer of what I think should change. Watch, I kind like, yeah, kind of.
But this is a very anecdotal one. So for you right now, for you, not just generally in the scene, what would you wish might have been different? From your encounters.
From my encounters.
Romantic encounters. Yeah. You guys get to know her today.
Mm-hmm. Well, change in the dating scene. Mm-hmm. Maybe the approach to money.
Let's unpack. What do you mean by the approach to money?
Because...
I think I'm the interviewer. I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's fine, actually. I like this. Because of the fact that, let's not deny... that relationships have been very commercialized. Even me, the way I'm speaking now. Because I want a man with the money. I want nini. Uh-huh. I really wish that would stop being the focus for a little bit. And then we start seeing people for who they are as opposed to what their pockets have or what their pockets can do for you and things like that. So if that can change for me and now to spread to the rest of everybody, I think we'll be fine because... Aww.
That's really wholesome. The fellas out there will really appreciate that.
Shut up. Because now you could be with the nicest person, the kindest, the niniest. But because he can't take you out to Barista & Co. and buy you coffee and some takeaway, you're like, nah, I don't want this relationship. Anyway, where up? I'm Miss Taki. Your question is kwa yako. Dausha jibu. So what's the one thing you wish you didn't hate about yourself?
Yo, I think I'm a bit too naive. I trust people too easily. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I end up being smacked in the face. Mm-hmm. I wish I wasn't too trusting. But I take it as a strength and a weakness. Sometimes with the right people, it's really good fresh off the bat. So yeah, I wish I just wasn't as naive or as trusting as I usually am.
Okay. Yeah. One thing I wish I didn't hate about myself is... One thing, I don't know how to put it. One thing I wish I didn't hate about myself is... That there's this thing, I don't know how to say, I'll start from far. There's this thing our principal used to tell us at Kierere Wendambele. I don't want to say I'm not Kierere in the sense of Kierere akongea, but it's Kierere in terms of if it's leadership, you're willing to take up leadership. Mm-hmm. If it's initiative, you're willing to take initiative. Mm-hmm. And when I look back in high school, I feel like that part of me died in high school because in high school, teenagers laugh at people who are like that.
Oh, yeah.
So that Kierere has a negative connotation because, oh, my God, Miss Goody Two Shoes and whatnot. But it's not Miss Goody Two Shoes. It's just I feel like it's something that comes naturally to me. So I grew up to hate that, and then now I became lukewarm. I became a watered-down version of myself. So I really wish I had appreciated that because now in the world, I feel and I see that those careers are the people who are getting positions, the people who are getting the jobs we dream of, that the people who are getting gigs we dream of. Mm-hmm. So I really wish I didn't hate that career because now what I did, I watered it down. Mm-hmm. And now growing into becoming an adult, trying to get that back again, it's like, oh, okay. If I do it kidogo, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm doing it.
It's like imposter syndrome.
You know, it's like imposter syndrome on steroids. So I wish I didn't hate that about myself.
Me, I'm the opposite Kierere. I'm getting a noise maker's high school. Me, no, don't say, man.
Hiya. What's the one thing you wish you didn't do at some point in your life?
I'm not going to lie to you. I have no regrets.
You have no regrets?
Me, Nico, too, sawa.
That's the way to live.
I feel like there are a couple of things that I might have handled better, but it was a learning lesson. Like, it was a, you know, a season of learning then.
Yeah.
So that's fine. There's one thing I'm very proud of myself is I'm always accountable when I fuck up.
Okay.
Oh, can I cuss on the
podcast? It's fine.
Oh, okay. I'm always accountable when I fuck up. I'm always ready to apologize and the like. It's just, when it's one of my favorite, you know, attributes about myself. Mm-hmm. So as long as I was accountable, whatever happened, happened, and, you know.
To Elena Maisha.
Yeah, I don't have regrets.
The one thing I wish I didn't do in my life is to date. Aside my type, me, that one I regret.
Hey, you umefikiria.
Iyo kichapo inakujaga na iyo mistake. Oh, okay, sijui kama ni mistake, kama ni experience. Kichapo inakujaga na iyo experience. It's like, boy, I really overlooked a lot of things just to be with you.
For context, and is it physically, is it when it comes to his personality and his values?
Physically, mostly. Because I unapata at an attraction, you bishara 2 days. Sapa ntajitoaje.
Wow, so is physical attraction high up on your list of qualities when you're looking?
I'm coming to realize that it is.
Yeah?
Because it's the first thing now.
Yeah.
So from there on, we continue now. I start to get to know you emotionally, nini. And then, if I find you're emotionally, we're compatible, but if the physical does not align.
I get that.
Atakamoko emotionally mature, I don't think Nico mature enough to.
Me, I'm such a personality kind of babe. Like, it's not even funny. Because I interact with so many people. I'm such a chatty person. So if your personality stands out to me, bora tu kuna ndevu, it's well. It's fine.
Walai.
I don't know what it is about. Ndevu.
Me, but I think Nico immature. Na nimekubali.
I don't think so. You're just you and that's fine. That's fine.
Can you scream?
No, believe me. Some of the people that are giving me character development.
Acha tu. Wow. Hiya. What's the one thing you wish you could do for your family?
Whoa. All my homies get therapy. All my homies get therapy. All.
I thought about all that. I thought about that, Juicy.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like it would be so hard to find therapists for our parents right now. Like a therapist who would relate to my 50-year-old mom.
Yeah.
And like the setting here, time here. Wow. Mm. I feel like that would be.
I've been thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And for me, I think it depends with how much your parent wants to understand you and bridge themselves. The gap between the two of you.
Okay.
So they might get one that is very objective and the like.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope and pray therapists have, you know, a kind of way to make people feel comfortable and everything.
Sure.
It's part and parcel of the, I don't want to say it's part and parcel of the job because we're out here calling out people on Twitter. But I just think if that's what's important for them, they would be willing to, you know, get into the program. No matter how slow the progress might be, it will be progress.
Yeah, but, sure. Yeah. What's one thing you wish you had the bravery to do at this very moment?
Well, I'm not even going to lie to you. This is the one I have no answer to.
You have no answer to this
one? Yeah, I feel like I'm usually so audacious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually so audacious. So when I want to do something, I probably just do it. I'm really those delusional babes. I'm like Caesar, yeah. When it works really well. Okay. If it doesn't, hi, bro. But I'm one of those delusional. Yeah, I do what I want at that point in time.
Me, my answer to this one is tricky. Because I think you already know what I would do. If I had...
I think leave the legal space? Yeah, okay.
I just pack my bags and go. So yeah, that's what I would do if if God gave me all the bravery in the world. Mm-hmm. I think I'd do that tomorrow. Mm. So what's the one thing you knew, you wish you knew about sex before engaging?
Everything, shoddy.
No, like the top, the first, the one.
Everything.
Thing.
I think, I have two. Mm-hmm. The first would be consent. Mm-hmm. And the second would be, oh, hi friend. The second would be my body. I wish I knew my body a bit better before I ended up tasking someone with, you know, giving someone the task of getting me there. Yeah.
I wish I knew it's not like in the movies.
Yo.
I wish I knew there was nothing like that. Also, I wish I knew it was okay to not pretend that you have reached when you have not reached there. So let's continue.
Is what's your notion now of sex in general? Is the destination more important than the journey? Is the journey more important than the destination?
For me, both have equal importance.
Really?
The journey better be good.
Yeah.
And boy, we better finish this journey.
Okay. I don't expect to finish the journey all the time. For real. If I'm really being honest.
True. Yeah. That's the other thing.
Yeah. So I really like enjoying the journey.
But that's most of the time.
Thank you. You should have an episode on this.
Sindeo?
Yeah.
When you go host apa, this, you are resident.
I'm actually not far these days. Thank God I moved. Yeah.
Well, you're... Okay, fine.
Yeah, we'll discuss.
Hiya. So now what's the final and the last question is the one thing you wish you could do for yourself going forward?
Just like I said, trust myself, trust my gut. Mm-hmm. Yeah, trust my process.
True.
Yeah.
I think that's the space I'm in as well. Trusting the process, trusting myself when myself and also God. I think God the most because there's things that happen that I don't even have answers to. There are things that happen and I don't know how to navigate.
Yeah.
So I wish I can just rest in knowing this thing has been figured out for me. It's just me to now walk into the spaces and the rooms. Oh my God, two of my friends got episode leo.
I swear, they're really excited about this conversation.
I know, I'm enjoying
it. It must be crazy being one of these things. Their lifespan is short as hell.
Wow. So, okay, I'm going to do a rua moja.
you guys need to leave people from Western alone. I have actually never tasted them. I should look for a friend that's
There's when we were children, some of them were
I don't know how, but I should try it. Gosh, the other day someone told we'll unpack this later, but someone told me Kenyan food is so bland. Yeah.
Which
apart
Kenyan
from guys
food?
From the coast, he was just talking about how Kenyan food is so bland. And I feel like I need to build up an argument to go back to that conversation because
I don't mean it's a blind.
I've taken that personally.
So we'll talk about this. Right. So I think that brings us to the end of the episode. All Thank you for coming, Aisha.
Thank
I really
you for
do
having
appreciate
me.
Your presence. I feel like this was a mini therapy because I feel like I feel
I'm
a bit lighter.
Vibes. Me too.
So please be sure to watch this episode. Please be sure to leave a comment. Please be sure to subscribe. We're on the road to 4K subscribers. And I would love nothing more than if you just took a minute of your time to subscribe. Also, please let me know one thing you wish for either of the questions that we've had.
Yeah.
Let me know one thing you wish you knew different, one thing you wish that had happened differently. And yeah, that's all. Aisha, do you have anything to say to the Cycles audience? Tell them
like, comment, and subscribe. And yes, please do let us know what you guys would have wished you guys had would have had happened differently in these, you know, just in the context of the questions.
So it's goodbye from us at the doodoos.
Adios. Ciao for now.